Hey, Chris Johnson here. You might hear a fucking fan in the background, but this is a summertime podcast, baby. We gotta get the fucking fans going here. It's warm. I don't want to sweat my balls off doing these things any more than I already do. I get sweaty when I get going, you know what I mean? Start yapping and shit, I get fucking sweaty. So a couple weeks ago, I talked about my neighbors. My neighbors across the hall are moving out, and I was a little disappointed because they leave me the fuck alone and they never talk to me. It's the perfect situation for a misanthropic asshole. But now I'm starting to wonder, like, did they move out? Or just say fuck it and leave and not tell anybody? Or did their asses get evicted? This is the most fascinating situation going on in my world right now. So it's fucking late June, about a month ago, late May. See how I fucking did that right there? I did it all in my fucking head. Last month is May. They started bringing a fucking U-Haul around and, you know, loading their shit out. So they're fucking going somewhere. I'm assuming they're going somewhere local. It's kind of a small U-Haul though. It was like the U-Haul van. There's different levels of U-Haul. I don't know why they opted for the van. You should have gone for like a bigger truck. You could fit more of your fucking shit in a bigger fucking truck. You can take one or two trips and be fucking done with it. That's what U-Haul's fucking designed for. Motherfucker, like, you get the fucking size of the U-Haul that can fit the majority of your shit in there. And then you only have to take one trip of the U-Haul. You can take the rest of the stuff in your fucking cars and stuff. But anyway, I don't want to get into the fucking logistics of how the fuck they're moving, because I don't really give a fuck about that. But they had the fucking U-Haul van, and they were loading shit. My apartment faces the parking lot, so I can be a nosy fuck without even really meaning to be a nosy fuck. I just fucking walk by my big fucking window here, like, oh, those motherfuckers are moving out, great. And just see all kinds of shit. So they took several trips with the fucking U-Haul truck, and then, like, they had, like, other people here. I don't know if they're friends or parents. I never talked to these people, so I don't know what the fucking situation is. But, like, I saw them take, like, countless bags of garbage to the fucking dumpster. So much so that I thought, like, are you living in a fucking landfill in there? What's going on in there that you have so much fucking garbage? I know moving sucks, and you always have a lot more shit than you realize that you have. But, like, I was just blown away by the fucking sheer amount of garbage that they seem to constantly take to the dumpster. They were at this for weeks. Well, you know, just like every weekend, every couple days, they'd fucking be back and loading shit out. But, like, you could still see, like, if I'm leaving my apartment and coming back in, because, you know, since my apartment faces the front, their apartment faces the front, so I can still see, like, a bunch of shit in their living room. Thinking to myself, like, oh, they got some more trips. They got some more fucking trips to take. But some other weird shit's been going on. Like, a couple weeks ago, I'm hearing, like, banging on the door, and there's, like, a delivery man, like, knocking on their door, but they weren't there. Because they've been out. They've been out for a couple weeks. They're just coming back to move their shit. And then, like, you know, they wrote one of those, like, delivery slips and stuck it to the door. So I was like, ah, I want to see what the fuck's happening here. I'm not like a huge gossipy guy, but when the gossip comes to me, if the gossip's across the hall and all I gotta do is open the door and read the fucking packing slip, I'm reading the goddamn packing slip. It was a fucking apartment complex. The apartment complex is like sending them shit that they need to sign. So, like, that was my first clue. Like, wait a second. Did they tell the apartment that they were moving? Because, like, it seems like maybe they were just like, fuck it, we're not paying this month. And the apartment people were sending them a letter. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Because if the apartment people knew you were leaving, they're not going to, like, send you some letter that you need to sign for at your place. And then this week, they've been sending, like, cleaners. Like, the apartment workers in their big pickup truck and shit have been, like, going across the hall and just, like, emptying the shit out. And, like, there's, like, good shit in there still. There's, like, a fucking computer monitor, like, TV boxes. I don't know if there were TVs in the box, but they're fucking TV boxes. Two big, like, gaming chairs. I went downstairs to do laundry yesterday, and the storage rooms are in the laundry room. We each get, like, a storage room. Yeah, it's about the size of, like, a big closet. I got, like, my Christmas tree down there, all the Christmas decorations, a couple of plastic totes just filled with shit. It's a decent-sized storage room. And the fucking people across the hall storage room was open. There was a fucking full-size Everlast punching bag in there, complete with all these, like, metal pieces and shit. Yeah, like a big fucking stand. Like, why are you fucking leaving that shit? Kitchen table in there. Why would you take so much shit and throw out so much shit, but then also at the same time leave so much good shit? I don't fucking get that. That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. So I did something that I never fucking do. I talked to a fucking stranger. There was a fucking dude, a worker there. He's like fucking around with the punching bag. I'm like, bro, what happened here? Did these people just fucking bounce? And he looks at me and he's like, listen, man, they don't tell me anything, so I don't really know, but it sure looks that way. And then he gets all like quiet. Even though it's just the two of us in a fucking laundry room talking, he gets real quiet. He's like, hey, man, did they have any kids? I was like, nah, I think they just had a cat. He's like, oh, thank God. I'm like, what? He's like, listen, I shouldn't be telling you this. I shouldn't even be talking about it, but like up there was no place for a kid. Like, what the fuck did you find up there? He made it sound like it was on the set of fucking Hoarders or something. He's like, it was terrible. It was so gross up there. He's like, imagine like you find somebody and she's perfect. You know, you meet her, you go out with her and it's like, oh, this is sensational. But then she takes you back to her place and the place looks so fucking bad. You're like, you know what? I'm out. He's like, that's what it looked like up there. What the fuck? What kind of a description is that? He's like, I can tell you from firsthand experience that that's a real thing. Ah, there we go. Now we're fucking getting somewhere. He's like, I dated this hot Italian woman once. And now I don't really give a shit about the story, but I'm already in. You know what I mean? I might as well just hear the rest of this fucking story. I only wanted to know if the people across the hall just fucking boss. I don't give a shit who this guy wants to fuck, but I'm in now. Apparently that's what we're talking about now. But yeah, he went out with this hot Italian woman who was a nurse. His sister set him up with her, and he was like, this is fucking phenomenal. And then he went back to her place and was like, holy fuck, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And he never went out with her again. How bad does your place have to be to gross out a dude? And that's how bad my fucking neighbors were? After they pulled out fucking shit for 3 weeks? Like, you threw out shit for 3 fucking weeks and pulled a bunch of stuff out of the fire? It was still that bad? Holy fuck. It's gotta be like some kind of eviction or just didn't pay, right? It has to be. I can't figure out if it's a scumbag move or a power move on their part. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That is when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. Website for that and app for that. I'm also on any podcasting site, really. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, Instagram at maybe the number 5 minutes, and this will be in my Facebook timeline for you.